Where could she have gotten to?
You knew about it, right?
About what?
About Agavan's marriage. You knew what she'd done and didn't say anything.
She didn't want me to say anything, and I didn't. Not just for her, for all of us. For our future. Why should I have gotten in the way of her progress? All we needed was for the marriage to be successful, for all our lives to completely change. But it didn't happen. Our calculations ended up being wrong. We planned on something that ended up being useless.
You telling me you were ready to sacrifice Agravan so that you could be rescued?
I just wanted us to reach the dreams that we all had. That's all.
Now, did you reach your dreams? Mommy's dead, Sina. And it's all because of that selfishness of you and Agravan.
I was wrong. I made a mistake.
You don't need to worry about your case anymore. As soon as the titles and documents are prepared, I'll contact you myself.
It's kind of you.
Now, goodbye. Take care. Yes, who is it?
Hello, Mr. Nikka. It's Sina. I'm the brother of Miss Azania.
Yes, yes, I recognize you. How are you?
No, the truth is things are really bad for us.
God forbid. Has something happened?
Yesterday, my mother passed away.
Really?
I offer my condolences.
I'm truly sorry about it. So why didn't Mrs. Azania tell me about it so I could attend the funeral?
She didn't say anything because no one knows where she is.
What does that mean?
After my mother's passing away, Agavan went missing.
She's turned off her cell phone. There's no news of her. I asked about her from everyone I could think of, but no one has any news of her. I thought I'd give you a call. Maybe you'd know where she is?
No, no, I don't have any news of her. Why don't you call the police?
No.
I didn't want to make a big deal about it. I thought I'd wait a day or two, and if there's still no news of her, then I'd call the police. Anyhow, thank you, and you've been very kind.
Excuse me there, Sina.
But I'd heard that Agavan's gotten married. Do you know anything about it?
Yes, yes, sir. Of course we knew about it. I mean, is it possible for a girl to get married without her family knowing about it? And a family like ours that's very sensitive about these things.
Yes, that's right. Anyhow, please give my condolences to your sister on my behalf. Goodbye.
Excuse me.
I wanted to know if you had the address of my sister's husband.
You want your brother-in-law's address from me?
No, it's just there was a time he was your client.
Mr. Bazad Faruzanfar?
Yes. Yes, I know him. I've got his phone number.
But he's not answering his phone. If you could give me the address to his mother's home... I need to see him. I wanted to go ask him. To go ask him about Agavan, you know? You know what it is? After all, he is her husband.
I thought he might know where she is.
Look here, Sina. A home address is considered confidential information of a client. I can't give it to you. Don't worry about your sister. She's a...
strong and capable young woman.
All right, thanks. If she happens to come by there, you will let me know, okay?
She won't come.
Actually, the last time she came to the office, we got in a fight. But if I see her, sure, I'll let her know.
Thank you. Goodbye. Hello there, Doctor. It's Sina, Argavan's brother.
Come inside.
I. A person that's quickly lose their temper knows not how to win a heart. And a person that builds mirrors should never stumble. I can't predict the future, but I saw this coming. From the moment that I heard it, I said this marriage is a mistake. It's raw, it's not ripe. But no one listened. Too much love makes a person deaf and blind. She didn't see, she didn't hear, and this is the result.
It was my fault too. I shouldn't have helped her.
A friend, an acquaintance? Is there anyone she might spend the night with?
I went and visited every place I could think of that she might have gone to. But no one had any news of her. The truth is, when she was leaving the hospital, she didn't look good at all to me. I'm afraid she might do something to herself, God forbid.
A mistaken marriage? A mother's death? A brother's addiction. Any of these is enough to overwhelm a person. Have you visited the morgue yet?
No. Argrivan is alive. Oh my God. Oh my God.
You have to consider any possibility. Now let's see what we can do.
I love you so much, darling. Oh, I miss you so very much. Well, hello there, Doctor. What a surprise you've thought of us poor folk. Mrs. Arneel? I don't have any news of her. Actually, it's been several days since we terminated our working relationship.
A good attorney is one that's eloquent, but not one that talks too much. First listen to the question, then give the answer.
Whatever you say, I'm at your service, Doctor.
I want the address to Bazard Faruzanfar's house.
Yeah, he's become a rare pearl, that little prince. Maybe he's done something for everyone to be looking for him.
Since you already know, why do you pretend that you don't?
It's a habit. We extract information,
but we don't give information. I can't give you the address, Doctor. You're experienced enough to know that it's against the law.
Very well, very well. Then I have to involve the police so that we can legally get the address from you. Of course, this will be a stain on your professional reputation, but it seems there's no other choice.
You can't scare a corpse of dying, Doctor. I know all the ways around it well. But out of respect for our friendship and out of respect for your age, I'll give you the address. You'll just have to hold on a moment so I can check the files.
Oh, that's extremely kind of you. If you hold on a moment, I'll write the address down. Mirdamad Boulevard? North Naft Street. Hey, Sina, my foot hurts. You sit behind the wheel.
Sure.
Just please drive carefully.
You got it.
Let's go.
To the gym twice a week?
Yes, sometimes I go more often. I'm surprised why you don't go. Most of those that come are about your age. If you don't go now, when will you go? You want to wait until you're my age?
You can forget about your diet tonight, Sarudia. I've baked a cake so delicious you'll lick your fingers clean.
Well, well. The things you say. If I even have one bite of this cake, all my efforts will have gone to waste. I've struggled so hard just to be able to lose 6 kilograms.
Very good.
6 kilos, that's a lot, Sarah. You haven't seen anything yet. Let me finish with my diet and exercise, then I'll be half your weight.
Thank you very much, my doctor. The cake looks and smells really good. All that's missing is what? Some tea, perhaps?
Here you are. Here's the tea.
Thank you, darling.
Nego, dear. Put two slices of cake for me to take for Dad and Bazaar.
Sure, right away.
Just don't eat too much. If you lose your appetite before dinner, you'll really miss out. The food's going to be really amazing.
What are you saying? It's nothing.
I wish you could come here every night so that we could always eat so well. And I've got indigestion from eating so much takeout.
You must be blind, Monusher, not to see all those lunches and dinners I prepared for you.
It's because you're cooking so great that I'm always looking for you. By the way, that reminds me. Uncle, how are your eyes doing? Are they any better, thank God?
Thank God, it's good.
Thank God.
I can sit behind the wheel now.
But Uncle, no offence, but in my opinion, it's too soon. Manooj is here, and he can take care of you. So what's the point?
Yes, sir.
Really?
I swear, I'll drive you, I'll take you, I'll bring you back.
Here you are.
Well, well.
Thank you very much.
Well, well, thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, Uncle dear, check.
Uncle's gotten checked. What are you staring at? Continue your game.
Life is like a game of chess. If you don't play wisely and carefully, you'll be checkmated. A simple move might have a very complex plan behind it in order to trap you.
Yes.
Just like this move. That's checkmate.
Well done. Well done. And you're not up to it, fighting such a strong person.
Let's play another game.
Come Fine. And sit down here next to me.
Let's play another one, Uncle.
Let me play this time.
You don't know how to play.
Well, what news of your suitor? Is everything going well?
We're supposed to start making the wedding arrangements any day now. Thank God, everything's fine.
Thank God.
Excuse me, Mother, but I forgot to tell you. The plans between me and that gentleman have been cancelled. The truth is, we couldn't reach an understanding.
Why didn't you tell me sooner, darling?
I told Father and he was supposed to tell you. I'm sorry, it was my mistake.
It's my fault, Saru. It's old age and distraction. I should have told you, but I forgot.
Look at us, getting all excited about attending a wedding ceremony.
If God doesn't want it, not a single leaf will fall from a tree. You'll get married soon, Baha. It won't be far off.
Mother dear, it's like they've always said. Cousins getting married is written up in the stars. Isn't that right, Uncle?
In my opinion, a person has to choose their own destiny and work towards it, not to just blindly accept it. Ma'am, marriage is a joyous event that must be approached intelligently.
Well, that's right. I think the same way. Intelligence is a good thing. Darling, give your dad his pills to take.
Sure.
Should I bring some water?
No, sir, dear. I'll get the water.
Here. Well, we still don't know what the occasion is for tonight's dinner, do we?
Miss Saroya. Saraya has successfully passed the tax inspector's exam and has received a promotion.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Saraya.
I'm very happy for you. May you always advance.
Thank you. It's not really that big a deal. He's making a mountain out of a molehill. There isn't a big difference in the salary. With all the benefits, at most it's between 100 to 150,000 tomans.
That's still good.
Saraya, the salary isn't important. What's important is the desk, which will get bigger.
Please have something to eat.
Oh, we've eaten enough.
Oh, dear.
Sure.
Is someone supposed to come?
I think it's Aunt Fatima. I had told her that you were coming over.
Saraya, dear, I'll get it.
Thank you very much, Nagar, dear.
Yes?
Tell Bazaar to come outside.
You are?
Tell him it's Sina. He knows me well.
Sure, I'll tell him right now, then.
It's your turn.
Hey, Bazard.
What is it?
There's a man named Sina that's come to see you.
Excuse me, I'll be right back.
It's nothing.
Clean this up, Manucha.
Who is it? Do you know him?
It's one of the old employees of the company. He's got some financial problems.
Yes, yes, Sina Bakiri.
Bakiri, it's interesting. What's he doing here this time of the night? Excuse me for a moment.
You want me to go?
No, no, sit and wait with Uncle.
All right. Well, Miss Bahar, what's going on at the hospital and with you being a doctor, eh?
Thank you for asking. Everything's fine, thank God.
Hello.
Hello. I'm Dr. Davoodi. The former client of your spouse, Ms. Azania.
Yes, I know you. What do you want?
We wanted the address to your house.
Excuse me, but what house?
The house of you and your former wife, Miss Azania. We have to go there.
Hasn't Argovan gone back home yet?
No, unfortunately. It wouldn't be bad if we dropped by there.
The truth is, I've already handed that house over. I don't think she's gone there.
It wouldn't hurt if we dropped by there.
But I'm not in possession of that house anymore. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Look here, you're no good jerk. You ruined my sister's life. Sina, do you think you owe something? Will you talk or do I have to drag your dress out of you?
Let's finish what we came here to do. It wouldn't be bad if you gave us the house key. We won't trouble you and we'll be on our way.
Very well. Just wait here a moment while I bring the key.
Didn't you promise on the way here you wouldn't make a scene? He's done nothing wrong, but what wrong did his family do? You're making a scene. Just calm down.
Here, on 10th Street, number 11. When you're done, kindly give this to the downstairs neighbor.
Thanks a lot. It's very kind of you.
Don't show your face around here again.
And if I do show up, what the hell are you going to do, huh?
Sina, stop it. Let's go. Come on. Thanks a lot. You can go.
Look, if anything at all has happened to my sister, I will ruin you.
Stop it.
I'll cut your damn head off. Do you understand?
Sina, go inside. Go ahead. Your family is waiting for you.
You go ahead.
What was that junky kid saying, making all the noise? Did you get in a fight with him?
No, I didn't fight. Did they hear anything inside?
No, man. Let's go in before they get suspicious. I'll take care of him. Just wait for the right time. Hello there, Auntie.
Hello there,
Hello.
Aunt.
How are you
doing? Man, thank you very much. Are you
I'm
well?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
Come inside.
What are you doing here?
We were so worried about you. We saw that you were very late.
I'm sorry for being late.
Let's go.
I'm sorry.
Forgive me. Thank you for coming. In fact, they were about to serve dinner, and I told them to hold off until Aunt arrives.
Thank you.
Come in. Thank you for coming.
Is this it?
Yes, number 11. It's right there. That bastard's car is here, too.
What do you mean?
That jerk, Bazad.
It's not important. Maybe it broke down and he left it here.
Let's go inside, Doctor.
Is this it?
Yes.
Open it.
Hey! Where do you think you're going? Who are you people? What are you doing here? Who are you people?
Hello, sir.
Hello there, yourself.
I hope you're well. Listen, I'm the brother of Miss Azania. I haven't heard from her for a few days. I was worried about her. I wanted to see if she's
gone. If you're her brother, where have you been up to now?
What do you mean, man? What do you care where I was? That doesn't matter.
I don't know what you're doing with the keys to this house. Bezad has turned this house over already. No one's in there.
All right, fine. We'll just take a look around to make sure, then we'll leave.
I'm warning you. If you touch that doorknob, I'll call the police.
What do you mean, man? I'm telling you, my sister is missing. Are you talking about that doorknob?
Sina, allow me. I'm Dr. Davoodi, one of Mr. Faruzanfar's friends.
Then I'm glad to meet you.
We haven't heard from his wife for a few days, so we were a bit concerned. And we thought she might possibly be here.
Why didn't Bezad come himself?
Oh, please, if he were a real man, he would never...
A problem has come up for Mr. Faruzanfar, so he couldn't come. That's why he gave us the keys.
I'm sorry, but how do I know you're telling the truth?
Sir, at my age, do I look like I would lie to you? We'll take a look inside, and if she's not there, we won't trouble you.
Very well. You please stand over there.
Sina, give him the key
stand
now.
Stand aside and give me the key.
Yeah.
Sina.
Now come
inside. Go, Sina.
Mrs. Farooz-Anfar? Mrs. Farooz-Anfar? I told you. No one's here. I told you, but you didn't believe me.
Can I look in the rooms? I won't go inside.
All right, go, but come back quickly. So what's the Argavan story now, Doctor?
Is Argavan, hey, sis.
It's not anything important, sir. They're young.
Argavan?
Young people these days, Doctor. One day they're in love and the next day it's over. You know?
Yes, there's nothing to be done.
Argavan! Argavan! Sis, can you hear me? Look at me! Argavan! Argavan, it's me, Sina!
Sir, please be kind enough to call me.
Just say you can hear my voice right now!
Thank you very much,
ma'am.
You're
welcome. Sina?
Hello.
Tell me what's happened to my sister.
Homa.
What's
Homa,
wrong with Argavan?
Asleep. She's sleeping.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello, how are you?
He's Dr. Davoodi.
Hello.
How are you?
Glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you as well. What happened to her?
We're extremely lucky to have got there on time. She'd locked herself in the house for days. She hadn't eaten anything. If we'd gotten there any later, she would have died.
Her blood pressure has dropped. Once she has the serum, she'll be fine.
I'm going to go get something for dinner. Would you like anything?
I don't usually eat dinner. Just get me a bottled water so I can take my pill.
Sure. Homer, what about you?
I don't want anything. It was very kind of you. We've given you trouble.
Not at all. I didn't do anything. Fortunately, everything's all right.
You know, I think she takes on all the blame for my mother's death. A few days ago, my...
Yes, Sina mother... told me. I'm truly very sorry. My condolences to you. I share your grief with you.
Thank you very much.
Your sister's a good attorney for everyone except herself.
Yes.
Like all the water bearers who drink from a cracked pot.
Yes.
I suggest that you watch over her a bit more. She needs some more attention.
Sure, of course I will.
What?
Son, don't hang up. Let me say my piece.
Didn't I tell you not to call me?
But I'm worried about Argavan. I keep calling her, but she doesn't answer.
You're worried? Forget it, man. Say something that won't make me laugh. If you were worried about your children, you wouldn't have abandoned them for 20 years. 20 years of being fatherless wasn't enough. So you've made us motherless, too.
Your mother? What is it?
What's happened to her?
Has anything happened? You've sent my mother to the cemetery and you're asking if anything's
happened? I wish your legs
were broken and you'd never set foot in the house that day.
I never wanted anything to happen to Gohar. That day I came.
I wanted
Argavan to know I didn't mean to ruin her life.
Yeah, you didn't mean to, but that's what you did. Right now that girl's laying in the hospital.
The hospital?
What happened to my dear little girl?
Your girl.
Now you call her your girl? After 20 years, she's become Daddy's little girl.
Your girl was about to
kill herself. If I'd gotten there any later, she'd be next to her mother right now.
How is she right now?
How should she be right now?
If, like her, your father had ruined your life, how would you be? You'd be like a corpse.
Get yourself out of me and my sister's lives.
If you're not there, everything's much better. I swear everything is better.
Thank you.
could I eat to the CCU? Miss, could I eat to the CCU, please?
Mother? What is it, Agra? You all right?
Miss, could I eat to the CCU? Miss, could I eat to the CCU?
Mama? What is it, darling? What happened to Mom? I love you, darling. Now is not the time. Just relax, okay? Did you bury her?
Dr. Farzan, to the clinic, please. Dr. Farzan, to the clinic, please.
Yes. Why, Argivan? Why did you do this? Didn't you think about me? What wrong did I do to be the older sister? In the old days, you would listen. Even if I cruelly smacked you in the face, you wouldn't frown, you know that? But now, not only don't you listen, you don't show any respect. Once you feel better, I'm going to give you a good smack in the face so you can learn some manners. I love you, darling. My darling. I know you.
Hello.
Hello?
This
Hello. What are you doing here? The doctor went to a lot of trouble for us today. We really bothered him.
Not at all. I didn't do anything. Just try to get better soon, Lady Attorney. My case is still open. Don't tell me you want to do something for me to lose my lands.
Do you want me to go and get you something to eat? No. I'm sleepy. I love
Miss
you,
darling.
But why don't you sleep?
Sleep now, okay?
What's happened, Bizarre? You're deep in thought, dear.
No, it's nothing in particular. My mind's a bit preoccupied.
If you take a good look around and you do something with your life, your mind will clear up then.
Munashe, dear, instead of sitting there and giving opinions, come help me. You'll digest your food that way, darling.
Oh, man. Is it bad that I'm trying to be a good host here? That I'm not leaving the guests alone? Anyhow, all 60 of us wouldn't fit in the kitchen. Why should I come and get in your way? Isn't that right, Uncle?
The lazy man won't go to the shade, but wait for it to come to him.
What can I say? Man, I'm already working so much at the factory as it is.
Obvious, really.
All right, Uncle. It's no problem. Man, I'll listen to whatever you say.
Baha, dear. Come and sit down. You've just been working ever since you got here.
Sure, my doctor. I'll be right with you.
Auntie!
What is it?
At the Social Welfare Centre, do you have any friends or acquaintances you could introduce me to? In this term, I have to do research on a patient that's showing clinical signs of psychological problems, and I don't know anyone, so I wanted to see if you could help me, perhaps, Auntie.
The truth is that at school, there are a couple of children whose parents have some psychological disorders, and right now they're getting therapy. I can introduce you to them, but their problems are as a result of abusing pharmaceutical drugs. Would that be of any use?
Yes, it's not a problem, because that way I can call my research an investigation into the destructive effects of illicit pharmaceutical drugs on the mind and psyche, you see?
Yeah.
Let me see. Isn't there a better subject you can work on? Forget it. A girl working on such things.
Daddy, you're bothering me again.
Your father's right, darling. Why is it necessary to get mixed up with addicts? You don't need to do it.
Mother, dear, I have to. One of the units this term is exactly this.
I say the same thing she does, whatever Suru says.
Whatever you say, sir.
Thank you very much.
I hope that God always keeps you for
each
other.
God willing, God willing, God willing, everyone will have a happy future. All the young ones. God willing, you'll find a bride that will love you, Bazaar, just
God willing.
Much.
Excuse me, I'll be right back.
Oh, come on now, why so shy?
Hello, hi there, Mr. Shukuri. I'm Firuz Anfar. I'm sorry for calling at a bad time. Two of my acquaintances were supposed to come there, and I wanted to know if they found the address all right. What? When? No, really, I had no idea. No, no, her mother passed away. It's probably because of it that she was in a state of shock. May your deceased loved ones rest in peace as well. No, it's all right, you don't need to take the trouble. Leave the stuff in the car there, and they'll come and take it. Thanks a lot. I'm sorry, Mr. Shukuri.
What? Why are you upset?
Arkavan got sick and they took her to the hospital.
Ah, so that's why that jerk had gotten so brave and was yelling. His daughter's gotten sick.
Arkavan's dad?
That's right, it was him. He was saying whatever he wanted to us.
What for?
You've gotten caught up with bad people, Bizzard. They're a real nuisance to us. They won't leave you alone till they've squeezed money out of you. He was threatening me right now, saying he'd come here and ruin our reputation.
The hell he will. Go tell him I won't give him a penny. He can do whatever the hell he likes.
What on earth are you saying, man? If your uncle gets wind of the mess you've made, you'll lose everything. You'll be back to square one again.
So what do you say that we do?
I don't know. Whatever it takes, we have to get rid of him.
But how?
Bezard. The guy's into crime. He's a criminal. He's a menace to society. Let's hand him over to the law so the people can breathe easier.
We don't want to act cowardly towards them.
Man, it's cowardly to just let him roam around and commit crime. Don't worry about it. I'll do it in such a way that no one hears a thing.
You keep saying you'll take care of it. What do you want to do?
Don't worry about it. Leave it to me. Let's get going downstairs. They'll start wondering what's going on up here. Let's go. Especially that uncle's wife of yours who's just waiting for an excuse.
کدوم خواستن؟ کدوم جون؟ کدوم عشق؟ شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه حوثهایی که دامنگیر میشه میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخره حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته حس یخ زدن تو آتیش حال سوختن تو سرما تو بیداری یه خیاله یه حقیقت تو رویا تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره به حال و روز ما کاری نداره همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیر
بفهمم آخه.